Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The DH, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Vukovic. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Doug Howard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent takes first base on ball four. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is hit by the pitch. Bell moves to second. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to third for the out. Spikes moves to second. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Vukovic. Spikes moves to third. Howard moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Vukovic fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spikes scores. Howard moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-1 in the game. Garr strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Manning bunts towards the mound. Vukovic fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-1 in the game. Cardi hits a pop-up towards third. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive towards the mound. Waits reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Bell reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Lowenstein tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a line drive into left field. Gar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gar. Kuiper moves to third. Manning moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 2 in the game. Gar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 2 in the game. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards first. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bibby now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essien moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick throws the ball into Kuiper, who tags Lemon, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Downing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Brian Downing. Rich Coggins pinch hits for Bill Stein. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Jim Essien. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Dent strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.